The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 450.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Hey, I'm really excited to talk about today's methods because I think sometimes we feel like in order to feel good on a day-to-day basis, in order to be happy so that we get better results, that we have to take a lot of time out of our day. So there's this idea of like I have to get up an extra hour early so I can have my morning routine and all this stuff, and all those things are good. You know, vision boards are great, morning routines are great, journaling's great, having a long walk in the woods, awesome. I mean, all of those things are fantastic, but you can have an emotional shift quickly, any time of the day, all day long, in a matter of just seconds. And so I want to give you three really easy techniques that you can do right now, starting this second. We'll even play with them today, okay? So, why do you want to feel better? Let's do a brief recap, because this is like a quote-unquote business show, right? We're all entrepreneurs, and it's like, why are they talking about feeling good on a business show? Well, here's the thing. What do we know as brain trainers? What we know is that when you feel good, when you're excited, when you're relaxed, when you're enthusiastic, when you're confident, all of those positive feelings, we not only access the best parts of our brain, but we show up in the world in a better way, and we get into the flow, and we get better results. And so that's why if you want to build a business quickly, the number one stop is feeling good. You must train your brain. You must make mindset your priority because mindset matters most. And if you agree or you'd like to learn more, then head over to danaclass.com, danaclass.com, and explain it all to you for my favorite price, free. Okay? So we know that. We know that you feeling good is the most important. So as brain trainers, what we're learning to do and what we're getting pretty darn good at, by the way, I might say, is being aware when we're in that stress mode, when we're feeling anxious or stressed or overwhelmed or frustrated. Step one is recognizing it and going, oh my God, okay, I'm in that stress mode. I need to find a way to shift this. I need to find a way to shift it right now, right in this second. So tip number one is breathe, right? And it can't be overstated. You cannot talk about just taking that second and breathing. Taking a big deep breath in. Let's do it together, shall we? Take a big deep breath in. Hold it for just that second and then release it. If you do that even one time, in that moment that you're feeling that anxiety or that stress or that frustration or whatever, it's like hitting the reset button. It's like hitting the neutral button. You can't hear this suggestion enough times or be reminded or do it enough times. And I'll tell you how I know that for sure, because I have an Apple Watch. And my Apple Watch goes off a certain number of times a day. For those of you that have one, and you can do this on any old smartphone, by the way, doesn't have to be an Apple one. It has a little app on it that says breathe. And set it for a minute. That's what I set it for. Like, I'm not going to be crazy about it. I just set it for a minute and stop for a minute and breathe. And you, again, you can do this with a reminder on your smartphone. But here's how I know the value of being reminded of this and of doing this. Because almost every time it goes off, my first thought is, oh, I don't have time for that right now. Seriously, right? How crazy is that? It's 60 flipping seconds, and that's almost always my first thought. Oh, I don't have time. I don't have time just to breathe for 60 seconds, breathe thoughtfully and mindfully. Well, of course, luckily, first I laugh, and then I bust myself, and then I do the 60 seconds. And invariably, every time, just with 60 seconds, there is a huge emotional shift, a huge positive emotional shift. You just can't go wrong with taking that 60 seconds and doing it. So before I go on to tip number two, let us take 60 seconds right now. No, not 60 seconds. We don't have time for that. Let us take one breath again right now. Ready? Breathe in. And then release. Doesn't that feel good? Isn't that great? I love it. Okay, next. The other one that you can do, and this is a really, really easy one, and it kind of actually makes me laugh because we've got somebody here on the live stream. For those of you that don't know, I'm live on Facebook every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Sometimes I pop on here more. This is kind of like our studio audience. This is where we hang out and talk, and somebody on Facebook is actually saying if you reset, you allow hope to come. And what you're going to really like about this second technique, that's Melinda, by the way. Thank you, Melinda, for that shout out. What you're going to really like about this second technique is that this is something else you can do in the second. It's really, really easy, and it can involve hope. So you just tapped into that, I think, Melinda. Here's what it is. Pick a word that you're going for, just one word. Any word, because we talk often in the brain training world about mantras or building new stories, like writing a new story or telling it or finding a way to talk about the current situation as though it feels good or creating a mantra, all that stuff. Well, sometimes in the moment, you just need a word. Like, what am I going for right now? Peace, hope, fun, right? Fun, love, easy, flow. What is it that I want right now? And then pick that word and say it over and over and over again, 100 times, 150 times. Fun, 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 fun. Count if you like. You'll be amazed after 100 times how you have just shifted your energy. And you can do that with any word that you're going for. Flow, ease, 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 ease. Hope, 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 right? Whatever it is, trust, believe. Pick a word and just say it over and over again quickly, 100 to 150 times. It takes you less than the breathing app, so that's a bonus. Takes you less than a minute, and you feel great when you're done, and you have totally shifted your energy, 100% ready to go. So that's another one you can use today, any old time, one word, the one word method, okay? Okay, I have a third one, and I can't wait to share it with you, but I'm going to take a quick pause here to visit with our Facebook peeps. We're a live studio audience. I'm really excited to talk with everybody. Remember, while you're waiting, I'm only going to be gone 90 seconds, so you can breathe for 60 seconds, and then the other 30 seconds, go register over at danaclass.com, okay? All right, I'll see you in 90 seconds.
Would you like some new ideas for getting the word out about your business? Well, if so, then you'll want Dana's free wall poster showing you the 53 ways to market your business for more leads and sales. Just go to danawild.com/wallposter or text 44222 with the word wall poster. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/wallposter or from your phone, just text 44222. With the word wall poster, all together with no spaces, and we'll send you the poster immediately by email. The best part about this downloadable file is that it not only gives you 53 new ideas for marketing your business, but it also shows you which of those ideas are big lead gushers and which methods are free. Text 44222 with the word wall poster today.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. Dana Wild here. Welcome to the show. Hey, you can imagine we had a lot of great words coming in over the break. Joy, awesome, right? Joy, trust, clarity, great word. Multiple syllables, more challenging, but still doable. I tend to go more for the one-syllable ones, even though clarity might be my favorite word. All right? Just saying. Okay. And you might say, why not love, Dana? Come on. Clarity is what makes the world go round. Somebody said that. Okay. So, really, really glad that you're here and glad that we're having some fun with this. I've got a third one for you. Before we start, I hope you did go register at danaclass.com. because we are blowing the roof off this new program, and I know you want to hear about it, and I'm excited to have you hear about it too. So the third one is also very easy, can also be done in 60 seconds or less, and I bet when you hear it, you're going to go like, oh my gosh, yes, and I should do that. Okay, so here it is. The third one is move your body. And just like the other one, we all would love it if we could go for a nice long one-hour walk in the woods and, oh, isn't that so precious and glorious and all that? Or even when the app on the Apple Watch goes off and says, it's time to stand now. You know, just making that effort to get your butt out of the chair and stand, good. But here's the thing. Even better than standing, and it might even give you incentive to stand when you see that app, is moving your body for 15, 20, 30 seconds. If you can do a minute, you're an absolute Olympian, all right? And that is stand up, shuffle your feet back and forth, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, put your head back, smile. If you can do like a silly grin or a silly jig at the time you're doing it, you cannot actually make the facial feature of a smile and look up and think a negative thought. I think it's impossible, but I'm just going to say nearly impossible. And if you want to just try, you're going to see, you're just going to make yourself laugh and laugh yourself silly. That 20 seconds of doing that will shift your energy dramatically. And so what I'm suggesting is the reminders we get to stand up every hour, those are great. And those are, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Of course, we all want to be moving our bodies more. But what I'm saying with this particular exercise is, this is designed to shift your energy. It's designed to shift your energy to the positive. Because if you're having that moment of like stress, I mean, I've been feeling it a lot lately. I've got a lot to get done before the class that's coming up. And so it's just like, oh my gosh, I get to practice what I preach. I get to manage my own stress. I get to train my own brain. And these little shifts, these little things make a huge difference, because what happens when you take that 30 seconds to do the little jig and smile and look up as you're doing it, all that good stuff, what happens is anything you do after that, now you've got major traction, because now you're in a different frame of mind. That 30 seconds just bought you better, faster, easier, happier productivity after you do that exercise. So this is not just like we're trying to amuse ourselves. This is actually very, very practical. Take these little breaks. Breathe. Say your one word 100, 150 times, 200 if you can do it. And then stand up and move your body. Move your body mindfully with the intention to shift your energy, with the intention to feel good, with the intention to feel positive. Because when you do that, anything you touch after that will turn to gold, and you'll get better ideas. You'll have access to better ideas. You'll make better decisions. You'll start making better choices in your business with just a few tiny, tiny shifts that take barely any time at all. All right, have some fun with that. I know you can do it. I feel better already, don't you? Isn't this fun? Okay, we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited!
Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
It was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.